Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is. May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you during this final quarter of 2022 and ask you to guide us to our courage, confidence, and compassion. Enable us to stop being in resistance to this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently and lovingly into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live out our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Asher ho asah shinga b'zila, and so it is. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma, the fiery essence that came out of the water to be a vessel for the divine. And October is the second and final Earth month of this double fire year of 2022. Last month, I created a quarterly theme for my broadcast and podcast and accompanying videos for the end of this year. And this theme for the final quarter of this deeply transformational year is Living Your Renaissance. Yes. This month, I have been encouraging and guiding you to merge with this powerful energy of the new age of Aquarius with spiritual spills on be in service to the light. Thank you for joining me as I discuss the deeper meaning of service to the light. And tonight I'll focus on what supports us to be authentic light servers. But first, just a reminder that when I am broadcasting live, you can listen through this phone number, which is area code 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast this week on my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. So if you have any questions or want to share some comments, you can do that most easily on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're welcome to join, or my website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, or in the comments section below the video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. So this week, I am going to provide you with the remaining information of the elemental wisdom for the month of October. And so we've got 3 weeks starting with yesterday, because the first day of the year landed on a Saturday. So that's what marks for me the beginning of our elemental week. And so on Saturday, the 15th, we stepped onto an Earth week in this Earth month. Yeah, we've got an alignment here. And the beautiful, beautiful opportunity is about receiving support. You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full. This is cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. And the distractions this week that you want to avoid, to stay away from, are number one, fear of hearing no. Number two, fear of being a burden. And number three, fear of being judged as someone who is weak or a failure because they're asking for and opening themselves up to receiving support. Yeah. Now, next week, Saturday, October the 22nd, which is interesting. It's a double fire week. Yeah, that 2-2 in the year 2-2 in this Earth month. And here's what this means, and it's going to be very significant because it's the 2-2 double fire. It's all about being truthful with yourself and others. Yes, the opportunity is to call upon your ancestors to bring you clarity when you feel confused or conflicted. Walk your talk. live in self-referred consciousness, meaning trust your intuition and honest feelings more than the opinions, advice, or judgment of others. Allow your inner authentic self to be in charge of your life versus the image of yourself that you project out to the world. As Mr. Rogers said, can love you exactly the way you are. Now, the distractions for the week of the 22nd are maintaining the status quo. Yeah, trying not to be who you really are. 2, abandoning your true self in order to please others or avoid conflict. 3, lying to yourself and others about your truth. 4, sacrificing your needs in order to belong or be included. Yeah. And then last but not least, the fear of not being liked, loved, or accepted because you step into your authentic self. Yeah. So really, really powerful, the week of the 22nd. And then lastly, on Saturday the 28th, which will take us into the first week of November, we are reborn into a nature week in this Earth Month. And of course, like last month, the opportunity is all about welcoming change. Be courageous. Open the door fully to the new transformative challenges and learnings which the universe is providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. And there are a couple of distractions here that will show up that you may want to really, really not engage with. The first one, addictive behaviors in whatever form they take, drugs and alcohol, indiscriminate sexual activity, overworking, overshopping, overuse of Facebook and other social media tools and apparatus. So, yeah, so just watch that. Watch that pull into, I don't want to deal with this pain. Yeah. Next one, being judgmental of yourself and others. And thirdly, taking yourself and other people or things too seriously. And you know what that means? It means that things are always going to change. So we don't need to stay attached to how yourself even is showing up and how situations are, because the true cosmic law is that everything is here to change and can change. Yeah, absolutely. Now, just as a reminder, on Saturday the 22nd, that beautiful double fire day, opening up a double fire week, it's our monthly Earth Day. And as I have been sharing, there is this regenerative farming program that's going on. It offers solutions to transform farmers into environmental and societal heroes. Yes, wants to close the carbon cycle that impacts climate change and build healthy soil, crop resilience, and nutrient density. Yeah. So you can go to the website, www.earthday.org, and under campaigns, you'll find the one called Regenerative Agriculture. Also associated with this is another campaign called Foodprints for Future. And Foodprints is a nice play on, you know, thumbprints or fingerprints. It's to fight climate change with diet change. A footprint measures the environmental impacts associated with growing, producing, transporting, and storing of our food. So again, I truly believe that together we can make this beautiful planet available for the seventh generation that comes after us. Thank you for listening. Wow. Wow, folks. Can you believe that we are in the midst of October, like the middle of October, heading towards the end of October at this time? It seems like things are just happening so rapidly because there is so much change going on. So many things, so out of alignment, so out of balance that it just makes your head swim and you just get like, ah, I don't want to be here. But hang on tight. We really are morphing into a new earth, a new world, a new age of human evolution. So all the things that no longer are working for us, you know, we got to feel it. We got to see it. We got to take it. We got to taste it. but know that that means that it's going away. These old paradigms are really screaming at us to say, I can't help you anymore. I can't do it. There's new stuff here and I don't understand it. Yeah. So just hang in there. Hang in there. Be patient, persistently patient, and trust this process. You're going to be so grateful in another couple of years as we begin to see more of, you know, what is now right for us begin to emerge. So let me give you my overview for tonight's program. I'm going to continue talking about be in service to the light, give you that deeper meaning of that. And then once again, I'm going to talk about ego versus echo with an emphasis on the echo. Then I'll talk about the supports, the echo and the higher timeline postures of love. And as always, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity. My quotes this month come from first Martin Luther King Jr., who said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. To know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Yes, yes, so beautiful. And then the second one comes from the great Jane Goodall. And Jane says, you cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Yeah, very, very cool. So being in service to the light and why that's so important here at this final quarter of this powerfully transformative year of 2022. I want to give you the deeper meaning to that, which is it's about practicing multiple intelligences to align with your echo self. Now, ego is about edging God out because that's, you know, basically what a two-year-old will do. They want to do everything themselves. No, I can do it myself, you know, which is great, right? They have to learn that, yes, okay, your body is separate from mommy and daddy's and that, you know, you have your own thoughts that are going on, you know. Yeah, the development of our egoic self is important for us to be able to be here. But what happens is if we miss the understanding and the process of going into a higher timeline to experience ourselves, then the ego gets inflated in order to compensate for why isn't this happening. If you're only dealing with material realm provides, what the five senses can detect, you're going to get really frustrated. It's not going to be enough. And so what echo is about is engaging cosmic opportunities. Yeah, like going beyond what is in the gravitational pull of this earth plane and opening ourselves up to, you know, a really higher vision, other worlds, other ideas, other information that can be available to us. Engaging cosmic opportunities is also about miracles, you know, because miracles are about what we can't rationalize, how this could happen using our third dimensional rationality and analyses. So your echo, your engaging of cosmic opportunities is how you get to experience the miracles in life on a regular basis. Yeah. So being in service to the light, you have to practice multiple intelligences. What does that mean? Not just that I can read and write and think, but it's also about music. It's about art. It's about craftsmanship of creating something with your hands, knitting, carpentry. Another intelligence is the people who just have an ability to be compassionate about other people because they're empathic. They can feel. That's an intelligence. People who can sing and dance, you know. So there are these multiple ways in which we can experience ourselves engaging with our cosmic opportunities. Yeah. Another thing about being in service to the light is going beyond just doing good to a lifestyle of being good. What does that mean? That means that you're able on a daily basis to choose love over fear when there is some kind of conflict, challenge, negativity. Yeah, you're able to do that. Next is that you're able to accept the limitations of human will and timing. You know, again, back to the ego, right? We want things our way. We want things in our time, like the little two-year-old. I want it now. Give it to me now, you know. Not able to be patient. But in this service to the light authentically, we have to accept, I can't do this alone. I need help because I'm limited. I'm limited in my body, in my understanding of how the universe works. And so finally, authentically being in service to the light is about being obedient to God's will and timing. There's the word Kairos, I believe that's correct, Kairos, which means the qualitative time of life. The Greeks considered it the most appropriate for something new. The concept has its origins in the practice of Greek archery, representing the moment when the archer finds the perfect opening to shoot his arrow and hit his target. Yes, yes, yes. So that Kairos, you know, that God time, versus Chronos, which is what we usually call earthly time. So again, being obedient to, this is really saying what you don't know and that you need to open up to learning. When is that perfect opening? Yeah, yeah. So being in service to the light, what is that? Let me give you some more. Last week I talked about what it's not. And the first thing I talked about was codependency. So what it is, firstly, is helping out in an interdependent manner. What does that mean? That means that we serve because we can, not based on what gifts or fruits we're going to get after we do something good, you know. No, this is because I have the ability to be of service, and I'm called to be of service, meaning because sometimes there are things that I can do, but I ain't supposed to do. It's not my job. It's somebody else or something else. And so, again, that's a piece of being authentically in service. You can because you do because you can, but also because it's right for you. It's in alignment. And all of that's a blessing. But it's also about believing in the power and the strength of those we're called to serve. We do not feel sorry for them. You know, and historically, people in need have been labeled as the poor, the homeless, the sick, the diseased, the ugly, the stupid, you know, whatever, go down the line. You know, we label people in need instead of being able to understand, no, these are big spirits. Anybody who would take on showing fellow humans, this is what can happen. It can get bad, you know, and to take that on, that's a big spirit. And what does that mean, big spirit? That means that, again, they're a divine being that has inside of them the power to heal, to grow, transform. And your job is to believe that, especially when they can't, especially when they cannot, yeah. But if you're judging and you're feeling sorry for somebody, Yeah, it ain't going to go nowhere. And that's not in service to the light, no. The other one is about only using religious, spiritual, New Age, New Thought, or ancient wisdom and teachings that generate love, not fear. What that means is no shame, blame, guilt, or invalidation dogma when you're trying to help somebody. Yeah, exactly. Next one, proclaimed responsibility for connecting authentically to a greater order and direction versus self-proclaimed martyrdom. Yeah, you know, the martyr's like, oh, hang me on a cross, you know. No, self-proclaimed responsibility is that you know that this is between you and your God. Yeah, it ain't about nobody else, but it's between you and your God. Yeah, like clean and clear. Clear and clean, yeah. And then lastly, believing that being in service makes you human, fallible, and supported versus I'm better and more special to God than anybody else. Yeah, right. Exactly. So again, there's a humbling experience when we are being connected to authentic service to the light. So let me jump to talking more about the echo piece. And again, back to, again, ego is about my personal needs, wants, desires, preferences that I learn to fulfill without consciously engaging a greater order and direction. Again, back to that two-year-old, I can do it myself. Now, although your ego is part of your consciousness and required for your 3D existence so that you can do what? So that you can self-actualize, you can have self-mastery, and experience independence. But there's a next level of consciousness that integrates our singular awareness to cosmic awareness, blows it out. It's not just about us anymore because we are connected to everyone and everything in every way. Yeah, yeah, it's very powerful. And again, it takes having first developed an ego so that then you go higher to realize, oh, it's not just about me. Yeah, yeah. So our echo is not just our singular psyche. It's the cosmic web of relationship. And we need the ego development to be capable of accessing the higher timeline of having, doing, and being. So here's what supports our engagement of cosmic opportunities, our echo, and the higher timeline postures of love. Here's what they are. Well, let me say this first again. The higher timeline is our evolved experience of human existence. This is where we alchemize and transform core wounds into treasure. Yes, I'll repeat that. The higher timeline is where we alchemize and transform our core wounds into treasure and where we see and accept our pain body and are able to stop it from taking over our thoughts and behaviors. The higher timeline is also where we access the higher dimensions, 4D, 5D, 6D, beyond the third dimension. And we have the power to transcend our inherited or conditional belief systems from our environment of origin so that we can enact the truth of what and who we have grown into. So there's a lot there. There's a lot there, folks. It's not, like I said, this is about what it really means to be in service to the light. Yeah. So this is like deep. So, you know, play this back. Play the recording back as many times as you need. And you don't even have to really listen to it. You just need to hear the vibration of what I was just saying. Because in that, there's something in you that knows what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. You were born knowing this. Yeah, this is stuff nobody has to really teach you. You don't have to go to school for this. You have been infused with this level of knowing the truth of how humans evolve. It's sewn into your bones. It's in your DNA. Trust me. So just know that we are here to walk a higher timeline. Once we're done with all the mess, all the melodrama, all the drama-rama, all the daddy, mama drama stuff, yeah, no, then it's time to go up into this higher timeline. So here's what supports this, okay? Again, while our ego or sense of self-worth will be limited or overflated in the lower timeline, and is mostly characterized by being in reaction to fear, again, just the opposite for the echo, right? Our echo or our sense of unity with all is unlimited because the higher timeline is ruled by love. And so here are five common postures or ways we respond versus react in the higher timeline, okay? Number one. Acceptance and faith versus denial and despair. Number two, trust and unconditional love versus control and attachment. Three, personal sovereignty and vulnerability versus insecurity and codependency. Four, curiosity and excitement versus arrogance, which is knowing it all, and anxiety, which is basically about believing in unhappy endings. Yeah. And then number five, it's fulfillment and gratitude versus greediness, which is not knowing or trusting what is enough, and envy, which is comparing ourselves and our uniqueness so that we always come up less than. Yeah. So here's my personal contribution to you for a collective healing. This is a personal growth opportunity you can take on. This is growing your consciousness of the support. As I did with the blocks, I would like you to choose one of those five love postures and take notice every time you experience during this rest of the month. Take the rest of the month for this one. Notice the following. Where are you? Who are you with or around? What situation are you in? What time of day is it? And most importantly, how does it make you feel? Yeah, yeah, really, really cool stuff. And I promise I will put that out on my Facebook page, and it'll be in the comment section below. The video. Yeah, this is work. This is work, folks. This is not little stuff, but it's essential going forward that we really break out of all of the fear-based way of trying to be in service to the light and really engage with the more authentic and deep level a light server. Yeah. My Sarah saying for the month is, life always supports us in where we prefer to be. Life always supports us in whatever changes we prefer to make. Ashe, ashe. Thank you, Mama Sarah. Wow. We have come to the end of this broadcast. And as always, I want to close out with expressing my deep gratitude to my wonderful technician, producer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for giving me platform and supporting my ability to come and spiritually spill on you two Sundays every month. I also want to shout out to my regular listeners out there and those of you who have wisdom walk with me. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge a very, very brave, very, very huge spirit young man named Jose, who was just one of the most remarkable human beings I ever met. And he recently gave me an update about his life and how happy he is, happily married. He's got all his children with him. He's doing the things he needs to do to keep himself in balance, mind, body, and spirit. And I just want to say that, you know, his example, his what he's demonstrating for the world, for humanity, is despite whatever core wounds, whatever challenges, whatever adverse childhood experiences that we have had, we can learn how to turn them into gold for us and become the truth of what we are. So, Jose, I love you so much, and I'm so happy for you and grateful for you for your acknowledgement of the medicine wheel. Yes. I also want to shout out to all my family on both coasts, east and west, and in the middle of the country in Wisconsin. I hear you all getting some cold weather, so you know I'm praying for you, Spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, and my medicine sisters and brothers like Asu and Ina around the world, and those who may be listening, watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to open up and learn and listen and watch and take on becoming the best version of yourself. Now, this broadcast will be repeated next Sunday, October 23rd, on Black Hole Radio, and part one will be repeated on October the 30th. I'll be uploading the videos of my spiritual spills from my live broadcast and the video of the elemental wisdom for the entire month of October. And I'll be posting this in the coming week on my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I will also be live streaming and posting my Astrology to Self-Mastery videos. I've got two more to do for you for the month. And you can get notified by my Facebook page, Facebook community, or if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, it'll let you know when the live stream will be happening. Otherwise, it'll be up on YouTube for you to access when it's most convenient for you. My next live broadcast will be on Sunday, November the 6th, and I'll continue to encourage and guide you to merge with this beautiful and powerful energy of the new age of Aquarius through my theme of, I mean, my title for the month will be Make Room for Your Higher Timeline. Yes, I'm going to talk about it some more. My book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available online, Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and other online bookstores. I encourage you to take a peek at that. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, please have a very safe earth, fire, and nature weeks, allowing yourself to receive the support you deserve, being and trusting your truth, and, of course, welcoming the change. Now, COVID ain't over. COVID ain't over. There's a surge that is happening. You know, the scientists know it. Doctors who really care know it. You know it. So please wear your mask. Wash your hands. And use the alcohol, strengthen your immune system. Most importantly, get good rest, get good nutrition, practice safe relating, wash those hands again frequently, avoid perceived safety, and practice science safety. And most importantly, as I tell you every week, please, please remember that you are not disposable. Because you are divine. Be well, be safe. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.